Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. This story involves a suicide. A Lost Curmudgeon by Akira Odani. I received a cryptic email message from my friend George one summer morning. Crossing with Caron tomorrow. Look for me when you get to the other side. Valet. To me, its tone suggested finality, even though I wasn't familiar with Caron or Valet. Weeks before, he whispered over coffee he might exit from the world soon, in a voice like a soldier in a POW camp, tired, resigned, spent. I surmised later George had sunk into an existential crisis. Should I call him? Is he asking for help? I wondered. I was busy, needing to pack for a 10-day trip to upstate New York. I hesitated. I did not call. Now I question why. Was I afraid? What could I say to dissuade him? A few days later, while checking emails, I received the news. George killed himself. Oh, no. Energy drained from my spine, I slumped down to the floor. I was devastated and felt responsible somehow. I later confirmed that Charon was the mythological ferryman to the underworld. Valet meant farewell in Latin. George was not a bosom buddy. We didn't go fishing, bar hopping, or traveling together, but we were more than acquaintances. I enjoyed his wicked sarcasm about corrupt politicians, mass ignorance, and uneducated youth, their inability to speak or read, their drab clothing and tattooed bare skins, in his assessments. George was a curmudgeon, irascible, cantankerous, and stubborn about his ideas, even the wild ones. Still, he was widely read on the classics, foreign literature, history, and current affairs. The problem with George, however, was that he also subscribed to some fringe publications and harbored outrageous conspiracy theories, such as some relating to the Twin Towers collapse on 9/11 and the JFK assassination. George did, however, encourage me to write widely, creatively, and even about fantastic plots. I felt a kinship with him. He lived in the universe of Latin and Greek philosophers, especially the Stoics. He published several books on the subject. One thick volume he gave me contained writings from Homer, Socrates, Cicero, Seneca, and many others. George was a learned fellow. I searched for a clue in that book that might explain his suicide. Epictetus, a Stoic, penned, "He who cannot be bought by pleasure or pain or reputation or wealth can, when it seems good to him, destroy himself in front of the tyrant and leave this world. Whose slave can you call him? Who rules him other than himself?" George was not a slave to anybody, but perhaps he had taken the hypothetical analogy too literally. George and I met on occasion at a local coffee shop in the outdated style of men's confabulation. I invited another friend, Ian, a widely traveled wise fellow, to join us. We converged biweekly to discuss whatever came to our minds. We often disagreed. George was the opposite of Ian, a firebrand liberal. George cast his recent vote simply based on a candidate's distaste for government, politics, and politicians. Ian and I focused on the positive aspects of liberalism and democracy, while admitting their limitations. George despaired, while we hoped. That was the crucial difference. One afternoon, George argued that slavery was not a shameful chapter of American history. Slavery, he said, existed and thrived in Europe and in Africa for centuries as an element of cross-border trade. That argument infuriated Ian. Tensions rose, and then George poured gasoline onto a smoldering fire, bringing another incendiary theory questioning the horrors wrought by Nazi Germany. Ian vaulted. "That's it, bastard. I can no longer sit here. You are such a foolish man." Ian's eyes glared and his face reddened. He rushed out the door. George's worldview was bleak. He was a bachelor, living alone, while Ian was happily married, and I lived with a committed partner. This lack of an intimate partner might have contributed to his lonesome alienation from the world. I agreed with many of his critical views of humanity, minus his conspiracy theories. Unlike him, however, I enjoy being alive, smelling the aroma of fresh coffee in the morning, strolling the beach, gazing at the golden moon in the night sky, observing flowers bloom, and hearing cardinals chirping and children laughing in a schoolyard. Life's pleasures are more abundant than its disappointments. I miss George. Thinking back over my conversations with him, I feel our relationship was cut short. And perhaps I could have been more proactive and invited him into my tangible, not solely intellectual world, hiking the shores and woods, appreciating changing seasons, and listening to children and birds singing. That might have been my gift to him. But George left me with a final gift, helping me realize that our small pleasures on earth are plentiful and certainly worth our time. It is too late to thank him now. Perhaps on the other side. Vale. Editor's note: the author uses pseudonyms to protect privacy. Copyright 2024, Akira Odani. Akira Odani lives in the ancient city of St. Augustine, Florida. He belongs to Taste Life Twice Writers and the Florida Writers Association. Born in Tokyo, he had written extensively for the Japanese media. Still more recently, his interest has turned to writing in English and subjects related to his experiences interacting with the two cultures. Some of his work has appeared in the pages of the Florida Writers Association anthologies, the Weekly Avocet, and personal story publishing projects Twist and Turns, Lost and Found, and Sooner or Later. He stays active, meditating, swimming, and playing pickleball.
Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next personal story publishing project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.